Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Some of the students who signed with the WorkSmart Connector and Career Academy of Pella apprenticeship programs join us on today's program.
Trent Moan, I went into the welding apprenticeship. Pella High School.
Michael Muller at the Construction Trades and Pella High School.
Isabella Ebersaw, Education, Pella High School. Claire Westerkamp, Pella Christian High School Patient Care Program.
Well, good to have the four of you here today as we're talking on Apprenticeship Signing Day. It has really grown as part of the Career Academy of Pella. First of all, for each of you, let our listeners know what you're participating in and how you got involved in the project.
Right now, I'm working as a CNA at the Cottages. I've been working there for almost a year, so I'm going to keep doing that and get my hours in. And I think how I got involved was my mom kind of brought it up, and then it kind of went from there.
I'm working to get my CDA through hours at the Early Childhood Center that was just built and through DMAT classes, and I got into the program through Sarah Kinnon, who I babysit.
I'm working to get my welding cert, and then I got into it through my teachers and just kind of always been a thing I wanted to do since freshman year.
I'm doing construction trades to get better job experience, and then...
Yeah, that's great. So you kind of alluded to it, but what was the why? Why this field in particular, welding, construction trades, childcare, or the medical field? What was the why behind that?
Why pretty much behind it, just get my welding cert. I'd like to go and own my own business at some point, so it's nice to have a certification under my belt, being able to tell people that, yeah, I am certified to do this.
I'm looking to become an electrical lineman, and for that... In this apprenticeship, there's an electrical field, an electrical job. And so from there, I just wanted more experience in that field, so it looks better as a hiring process.
Excellent.
There's many educators in my family, and I wanted to get a head start with early childhood.
Since a young age, I've enjoyed being around little kids and babies, and so I thought getting my CNA and getting experience at the cottages and the hospital would help me figure out what exactly in the healthcare field I want to go into.
Well, and Claire, we'll stick with you because you've actually been working in this process now for a long time. What has it been like so far, and what's it like been between the different employers and different fields?
It's been really good. I've enjoyed my time working there. It's definitely helped me figure out that in the long run, I don't want to work with the older generation, but I still have so much appreciation for them, and I've loved all my coworkers that I've been able to work with.
Well, Ms. Ebersaw, you get to be at the new Early Childhood Center. How excited are you to be a part of the kickoff of the facility and work with a lot of young kiddos?
I'm very excited for the opening. There's many moving parts trying to figure out scheduling and how that's all going to go together, but I'm so excited.
And for the two of you, just what are you looking forward to the most about this experience, and what do you hope to get from it?
Making money and just learning more from the trades and being able to apply that for what I want to do after high school and after college.
Excited to join the whole LDJ family and get that whole experience. And from what I can hear, from what I've heard, it's nothing but good things, so I think it'll be fun.
These are just four of the many students who signed today at the Career Academy of Pella. A huge congratulations to all four of you, and looking forward to hearing how things go at the end. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now joining us is Director of Work-Based Learning through the WorkSmart Connector, Terry Voss. Well, Terry, we're here today at an event that's really become something of a big celebration of the growth of work-based learning in our community. And I know you coordinate here locally at the Pella School District to get these apprenticeship opportunities for area students, and it was a huge crowd today. Terry, what does it mean to see so many students, so many schools represented, and so many employers represented to show this new movement of how we're getting students into the workforce?
You know, it's so rewarding, Andrew, to just have this number of people and students participating, because if we're doing this well as a community, we're going to, all of us will thrive because of it. So employers are getting more employers out of it. Students are finding out that there are really rewarding workplaces where they can join forces right here within our own communities. And it just helps us all, just helps young people find their way.
Well, and from a diversity of employer standpoint here, we're talking all these different fields, and it continues to grow. What has it been like to partner with these businesses, and for our audience, generally speaking, what are now the opportunities available to these young people?
You know, our experiences that we offer have been growing all the time, too. So, for example, we've just now been adding a manufacturing experiences apprenticeship, and that's just to give people that opportunity to explore within an organization, look at all the different careers within a manufacturing setting, and trial and error, see what fits them. That's a new one that we have, but there are just a wealth of experiences from IT to nursing, education. We have such a need for education in this area, teaching students to, you know, be the future of our communities. We are always open to new ideas and different career fields for these students to go into, because the need is everywhere. Workforce is in demand, and we want to be a participant in helping to grow the workforce.
Well, and I think more and more people are becoming aware of it because there have been so many students involved and because of the publicity. We're already looking now for next year's signing day. So as parents hear this, especially those who have sophomores, junior age of high school, those who would be that age that might be ready to participate, or maybe even younger as they set up for something a couple of years down the road, how do they get involved with work-based learning here locally and the WorkSmart Connector?
We work hard at keeping in contact with all the schools in the area. We had 8 schools represented here today, and I'm in touch with the academic counselors at all the schools so that if students are interested, have them go to their counselor and reference WorkSmart Connector. And we have a website, worksmartconnector.org. There's a student interest form on there where students can share if they would like to pursue the program or at least get more information on it. And so those are some of the starting points for young people. Yeah, my name is Terry Voss, like you said, and I'm always available to have those conversations too, but it's those counselors that usually get me connected to the students.
Well, and it's important to clarify, this is housed in the Career Academy of Pella, but it is open to anybody in the area. If you're within a 30, 40 mile radius, within reason, contact. And we're talking homeschool, we're talking all different like walks of schools here.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's called an earn and learn program, this includes students who want to learn a skill, and they get paid to go into the workplace to do the job. But it is part of their education. You know, just like some students choose to go to college, or they can do this simultaneously with college, but we provide those customized pathways for young people to experience and learn new different skills and then go into those workplaces, and we mentor them and help them along the way so that they can be successful.
Once again, that was Terry Voss with the WorkSmart Connector and some of the students who signed for apprenticeships through the Career Academy of Pella and WorkSmart Connector. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.